This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3354 for Thursday, the 10th of June 2021. Today's show is entitled, My Devices. It is hosted by Operator and is about 24 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I walk around my house and talk about any interesting devices I have.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host Operator. I'm out here walking with my son Connor. Say hi, Connor. Alright, today we're going to be talking about devices and what devices I have. I'm just listening to a podcast or an episode from we got my current device is May. Doesn't say who. Sadly no open source handheld devices, but whatever. Let's see who posted this. Anyways, my internet's not working very well. Anyways, May 10th. So I thought it would be interesting to go over kind of what devices I have and how I use them. And what I'm using them for. Mainly software or devices that people wouldn't normally have.
He's right in the middle of the street.
So, first I'll kind of maybe go through my day. I don't know how that would work, but, I use Android for alarms, for meeting alarms and things like that. Basic alarm on the phone. And you can, even when do not disturb is on, you can have your alarms bypass the do not disturb setting. So that's how I wake up. I use, a lot of Android apps for work, for two-factor and stuff. So there's not anything super useful there. I use Firefox on Android with ad blocker, with Privacy Badger and uBlock Origins, I think. And that helps mostly with ads. Then I did an episode not too previously on DNS 6.6, which, in my experience, what I found is that you want to use DNS 6.6, have it bypassed to start off. And if you want more details about it, it's basically for ad blocking. It allows host files to be imported into a local VPN. So I use that for any other apps. This sound voice recorder app that I'm using has ads in it. And if I use DNS 6.6, it just works and doesn't have any ads. It's great. So you don't need a root for it. You don't need any of that. I use Google Voice, which they're getting rid of Hangouts Dialer, I think. So I switched to Google Voice, and I'm not using Hangouts as much, if at all, which is quite frustrating because MMS and SMS protocol is very limited. So, but I use my work phone for that, for my personal Google Voice number. So instead of having to pay, we were paying $90 a month for two T-Mobile lines, limited data plan. Now we have basically kind of unlimited data plan through work. And then I use Google Voice for my personal number. And then also I use, my wife is on Mint, which you can get Mint for like $12 for 1 year or 2 years or something. There's a lot of discount coupon codes out there and stuff. So don't ever pay full price for Mint. There's a couple other ones, Ting and whatever. So if you're looking for a cheap phone plan, that's what I use. I use them in pretty much any Android device or whatever can join up to their network. It uses T-Mobile backend at least for Mint Mobile. Let's see, what do I use? other devices. So I have a CCTV system. I've got a LinkedIn post about it. It's called like 38% boat, less 38% boat. Anyways, the CCTV system with two cameras that's fed to ZoneMinder. ZoneMinder's got zones in it, exclusion zones and inclusion zones, and sensitivity for those zones. So then those motion events go to Darknet, which is a object recognition thing, which I could do an episode on, but I don't know enough about it really. So it could be its own episode, but I would not do the justice, and I don't want to do the research to figure it out. But anyways, it does object recognition. I filter out based on cat, dog, house, or cat, dog, car, truck. I think that's pretty much it. So we get alerts, excuse me, for motion events for that type of stuff. That's the CCTV. I use Linux Kodi for my media, sonar and radar for Usenet movies and TV. I have an Umbi request system, which instead of your brother-in-law calling you or texting you or your wife telling you that your brother-in-law wants some series, they can just use their Plex login to log into Umbi and request whatever movies or TVs they want, and then it comes in theory. I spend about an hour every month futzing with it or updating it or whatever, maintaining the packages and making sure everything's secure and all that. So that does my TV movies. That covers most of the media box. Got a couple of weather station, the weather station things. We have one of the cheap end user my radar, whatever weather, AccuWeather stations. They're like $100 or something, and they give you a little thing. We've had it, believe it or not, I've had it for, I don't know, 5 years or more now. And it's been running on its 2-3 batteries or whatever. And we replace it every year or two. And to my surprise, it's been working quite well under the elements. I'm sure it's not perfect or dialed in, but it's got water gauge and all that stuff. So that's weather. My wife likes weather, so I've actually looked at getting her real weather stations. Or I've actually looked into building your own radar, which that's not a thing that we can do or afford. So that covers the weather, other devices I got, networking devices, packet captures I can do but I haven't done yet, and I don't really plan to. I'm going to be doing labs here in local area, and might spin that back up again and do some talks and episodes on blue team labs, because nobody cares about the defenders. That pretty much covers the entertainment system. I got a cheaper TV, HDTV. What you don't know is that a lot of them have these hidden menus now. So basically, to turn off the Bluetooth, which was brute forcing or denial of servicing some of my other devices, I had to go into some admin mode on my TV and freaking turn off Bluetooth, because it would try to pair to the TV and just brute force and like denial of service my TV, because it kept popping up. To that end, I've got two Bluetooth headsets, and the device is called like a Matrix. Sorry, it's my smile. Smile at Amazon. Let's see. I'm looking at my orders right now. Oh, I'm about to jump on the wireless. Bluetooth. I'm also walking past somebody doing some lawn stuff. Let's see if I can find it. No, I want to search my orders. Anyways, it's a Bluetooth, multi-homed Bluetooth device. So it can connect up to two devices at once. And it is called, the one I got is iRozo NFC Wireless Bluetooth Headset. Decent Bluetooth headset. They're not really that good, actually. Lots of noise. It's analog. The Bluetooth receiver I ordered is called Bluetooth transmitter. Keedoo, K-E-E-D-O-O. All the newer models are different. Keedox, K-E-E-D-O-X. It allows you to sync two devices. So I take the receiver, plug that into the Keedox, the key docks lets me connect two devices at once. Then that was for when my son was really young. We had stuff that had language. We could wear our headset and filter him out, and he wouldn't hear the naughty language and stuff going on in that. I'll have to walk up to the house here, so maybe that will give you some more insight. Outside devices, we've got a Bird. No, it's not the Bird one. It's a better brand of water system, a sprinkler system. Rainbird. The brand I got is Hunter. The timers are all garbage, but the Hunter one is actually pretty decent. It's stayed together. I've kept taking care of it, and taking care of the PVC that's under the ground. I want to run another one, but you know, automatically waters the what little garden we have and plants we have. Talk about the CCTV. We can usually tell. You know, we tell when somebody drops off packages and stuff. Looking at devices, car. I took my Bluetooth, or I took hijacked the audio from my satellite radio, which I'd never use. I hijacked that and I put it in the made an auxiliary input for my own whatever. So this Q40 has, it's a 2016, or I don't even know, it's even newer than that, I don't even know, but for it being a new car, it doesn't have any whatever. So I hijacked the audio from there, and that's how I do audio. I have a Wii U and a Switch all modded. The Switch, I paid about $100 more than I should have, and I lost $50 on a gamble. So altogether, it cost me an extra $150. I might have done one on that. No, I haven't done one on the Switch stuff in my experience with that. So I'm promising more episodes here. So what other devices do I have? Under the microwave, I've got these little LEDs, and I glued, with Gorilla Glue, I glued these LEDs under the microwave to have better lighting. Well, you add heat to that, and all glues kind of start to break down over time, and heat makes it even worse. So they'll arbitrarily fall, which is not good when you're cooking, because you don't want something to fall in there and burst into flames and set your house on fire. So we had to push them back so where if they did fall, they would fall like behind the oven and not in the range of the thing. So wouldn't recommend using magnets to put over your cooking stuff. That's how I do the oven. Nothing super fancy over here. Nothing fancy in the kitchen. Got some dimmers, occupancy space. Now, I call this a ChargeMaster 3000, and I'm not going to take any pictures of it, but it's a drawer that I reclaimed. And, you know, you have devices everywhere in the house, and, you know, USB-C, USB micro, USB mini, whatever. I got tired of it, and I ordered like a 24-port or 20-port USB. Plugged everything into that, labeled it mostly color-coded. It took all my other rechargeable devices, shoved them all in this drawer, and set up a timer, switch timer, where you can press the button and it'll turn it on for 2, 4, 8 hours, whatever. I also included a, we call this fire thing, smoke detector. So just in case something does happen, within the 4 hour allotment of charging, we'll know that something's on fire. Hopefully before the smoke detector melts. So that's the dining room. Not doing some cutoff switches and stuff. Devices, I got an airsoft gun with an electronic trigger. That doesn't really count as a device. Speakers and printers, basic stuff. Wii U. I've got the smart USB, or smart battery with USB connected to it with a daemon. It's called ACPD or something like that. That will automatically shut the computer off if a certain amount of time goes by. Surround sound, pretty standard Kodi setup. The onboard video is kind of garbage, but it works. I have a non-traditional switch set up. I don't have the switch docking station because they're expensive. So I have a legit Nintendo charger, which they say is, you know, not to be messed with because you'll mess up the, you could fry the switch. I'm sure people, it's just people putting like 24 volt chargers in their switch and then blowing them up, which I wouldn't do. Let's see, here's my workstation system. If you're gonna get an indoor air conditioner, don't get one of those portable air conditioners because the heat is all wired. You get a split box, so the compressor is outside and the heaty part is in, the cooling part is inside. So once this portable air conditioner I got from Best Buy, I think, once it finally dies, I'll get a split box one and run the compressor outside, and it won't be nearly as much waste of energy, because these portable air conditioners are a waste of energy because they're creating all this heat inside the room, which I haven't insulated by just covering it with some drapery stuff. I've talked about these Steel Series. Yeah, Steel Series headset that does all my audio stuff. So all I have to do is turn on the headset and my audio works. And it has an auxiliary inside of the dongle that will make the speakers work when the headset doesn't work. So it automatically knows when the headset's on, routes the audio to the headset. If it's not, it routes it through the auxiliary and then the speakers work. These Creative speakers are 10, 15 years old. Let's see if I can find a date on them here. Whew, man, these are old. The dials will start to crap out after a while. So what I'll do is I'll take a contact cleaner, which is the best stuff in the world. And you don't hear any crickling, crackling at all. Because what happens over time, these contacts get oxidized. And then you hear that when you turn a dial on something, an analog thing, you'll hear the... That's what the contact cleaner will do. We'll clean that up. And I've done that 4 or 5 times on these things, and they still haven't died. They're just cheap little... What are you, 2-inch, 3-inch speakers with a tweeter? Other than that, not anything to a Nixie Tube clock kit from, I think it's called Rob G, R-O-B-G, no spaces. That's from, one of them, Sparkfly, or one of those sites, but if you do Rob G and then, Nixie Tube, you'll find his little link, and it's a slick, cheap, like $50 for the setup. The power for the air conditioner, mind you, is coming from my son's room, because I'm already pulling, you know, 12 or 16 amps from the circuit for this workstation and all the other shit in here. The clock itself is 120 volts. I don't know how many amps it is, but it's a lot of volts. 120 volts, 180 volts, something ridiculous. That pretty much covers the workstation. The occupancy sensor for the Nixie Tube clock. So it plugs into the wall. So when I come in or when I move around, the thing is on. And then when I leave, it's off. So I don't have to worry about turning it on and off. I did have a manual switch, and I said, this is retarded. There's got to be something online. Which, for the simple use case I had, there's only like 3 options on Amazon, which is kind of odd. Let's see. Devices. That's pretty much this room. My son's room doesn't have a whole lot going on. He uses the Android tablet for his routine called Brulee. So, you know, for executive function stuff, it's great. He can't argue with the tablet. So if he has to do is brush his teeth, he swipes and earns points, stuff like that. So if you have a child that struggles with getting them to do things, which all children do, use Brulee with a star system, and they get, you know, 16 stars a day, and then you can set up rewards and stuff like that. But you got to keep it interesting, and I'm trying to do that, but that's one piece of technology or device that we use. He has a clock that's got a vibrator on it. It's called a Sonic Alert, or Sonic Bomb. Really loud. I have it all the way down. He's also got a sound machine and a little light here. But it has a little vibrator, and you stick it between the mattress pad, and it'll vibrate. If you want it to vibrate and be even more obnoxious, you can put it like up against the wall, and it'll just rattle up against the wall, make god-awful noise, and scare the crap out of them. But usually, between the vibrating and the lowest level sound, he wakes up. He started to take nails from random places and use them as lockpicks to pick the doors. So we're at that age. He's 6 and some change. So he's letting themselves into places you shouldn't be in. Let's see, what else we got? No devices in the bathroom. We did have one of those glow occupancy sensors for the toilet that would change the colors and make the bowl change different colors. I don't know what happened with that. It probably fell in the toilet. All these LEDs for everything. We got chargeables for these LED candles. So we went through like one or two sets of batteries for them and said, you know what, this is probably not the best thing to do for the planet. I've repaired two or three of them. Bedroom, we got a old Chromecast we use for the TV. It's actually good enough to pull 1080 at least. Devices, I have a, what is this thing called? There's not even a name on it. Pulse oximeter, pulse ox, for snoring. So if you snore, you can get this pulse ox kit that goes with the guys that create Android Sleep, or A-Sleep, I think it's called. They compatible with this particular brand of pulse ox meter, which is like, it was like $150 or something. It wasn't cheap, man. And I start talking and not breathing enough and start yawning. But pulse ox meter was good. I only snore when I'm really tired or when I've been drinking or I'm sick or have allergies or something. So thankfully that's whatever. Another device, if you don't have a TENS unit, get a TENS unit. If you've got chronic pain and you're 40 and old like I am, get a TENS unit, try it out. Do not overuse a TENS unit. I sat on the couch, laid on the couch, and I was on bed rest for a week. An entire week, or a week and a half at least. Or at least a week, if not a week and a half. Because I overused it, and it was basically like working out my shoulders for a whole day. And it screwed up my muscles, and you know, I was on painkillers and muscle relaxers for a week and a half. We got a Roomba up here that was given to us by her mother. Which, it does a decent job. The older ones are really the best. Making sure I didn't miss anything in my bedroom or the office here, device-wise. Got heaters for the winter and air conditioners for the summer. I think that's pretty much it as far as the devices go. We do have these wireless. Zircon makes these wireless. They're not cheap. They're like $40 a piece. But how much does it cost to fix your leaky pipes? Of course, this one's sitting on top of the. This one was sitting on top of the sink, which is not going to help you when the whatever goes. But it's wireless, connects back, and we'll send you an email when there's water, and it will have an audible alert. They also have whole house. If you have copper coming in or whatever, we have galvanized coming in, so we'd have to like cut it and like retrofit copper on there. But anyways, it's like a detector thing. It's got a relay on there. So if you're out of town, you can hit a button and it'll turn it off, or you can tell it to like do a leak detect, and it'll detect leaks, quote unquote, and it will automatically shut stuff off, whatever. Next year I want to do a year-round light, but I want to try to find some good commercial grade ones that are very expensive and will last me a long time instead of having to put up new lights every 2 years when they fucking go out and die because they're just not made for anything. Bathroom, master bathroom, pretty standard, nothing interesting in here device wise. Yeah, I can't see other than night lights and whatnot. There's not anything super interesting in here. That's pretty much the house. That's pretty much it. Nothing super cool. We had a plastic bag over a clock for 10 years. But you can buy these little dim stickers. So any device that emits a lot, you can just put some electric tape on there. But if you want to be classy, you can get these dimmers that you can put on top of it. And it's just like a sunscreen, not sunscreen, but like a filter, like a, you know, we call that blackout, whatever. Tinted stickers that you can put over your stuff that's bright. So we did that for the clock. I think that's pretty much it for devices. But the big takeaway here is contact cleaner is awesome. And TENS unit, if you don't have one and you have chronic pain or reoccurring pains, give it a go. Got chainsaws, and I think I've done a thing on chainsaws and blowers, bug stuff, so that's all been done before. But yeah, let me know if any of these topics interest you. Put something in the comments, and hopefully I'll be able to hear it in the wrap up, the monthly wrap up thing, and do a show. But I can pretty much do a show on anything, on any of those topics, more or less. I hope that helps you out, and hopes it helps somebody for something. Anyways, later.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.